Utah lawmakers have a vision for how they'd have the state manage federal lands in Utah. KUER's Judy Fays reports.
What happens if state leaders succeed in forcing the federal government to hand over control of more than 30 million acres in Utah? That's the question underlying legislation by Republican Representative Mike Noel of Kanab. He says the Utah Public Land Management Act would give Utahns a stronger voice.
It's up to the people of the state of Utah as how they protect their public lands, what they want to do with those public lands, and the people they send up here in the future to follow that pattern.
The bill requires transferred lands to have a primary purpose, like grazing, hunting, minerals, timber, outdoor recreation, or wilderness. A new bureaucracy under the Department of Natural Resources would manage the land, and an 11-member board would offer guidance. Their duties would begin the day the federal government transfers title to 100,000 acres or more to the state, assuming that move's successful. The Utah Farm Bureau's Randy Parker says local control would help anxious ranchers.
There's a lot of people that are feeling isolated and bullied, and for those reasons, the Utah Farm Bureau supports the transfer of the federal lands to state and local control.
There's no estimate yet on what it will cost to implement the bill, which passed the committee 9-1 and heads now to the full House. Judy Fays, KUER News.